a new today, 2012. Looking for more of God in this coming year, aren't you?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Good to have Brother Holbrook and his family with us tonight. Appreciate you coming to the Upper Room Fellowship for a time of service. Celebrating a new year. And Logan, I mentioned this morning, preached a message one time, asking for water, and he gave me the well. Praise God. Let's dwell at the well in 2012. I believe it'd be good to do. If we can dwell at the well, find us a place to pray. Seek God, build an altar. We'll come to know that we'll be a people that can just hunger more for God and what He can do in our surroundings and for us in this coming year. Do you love Him tonight? Are you thankful for the blessings of God? It's just been good, church, to be amongst the ones. Even during the times of sufferings, even the way the economy's been. But God blessed us with a wonderful Christmas and another new year beginning today. It's just been good. It's all been so good. We could be so much worse off than what we are tonight. But I just thank God for what He's done for us. I'd like to be sharing with you in the book of Romans tonight a message. If you'd like to look with us in the scriptures. I do have some scripture in Romans, but let me first begin in the book of James. Let's turn over to the book of James. Let me read first there. The book of James, chapter number 1. Let's begin reading verse number 5. James chapter number 1, begin reading verse number 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Skipping down to verse number 22. But if ye be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgiveth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continuing therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If you look over that verse number 25, I'd like to take that verse there for a message as I read it again. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Praise God. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Ought to be preaching tonight on that perfect law of liberty. The perfect law of liberty. Will you just pray with me and for me that God will give us what we need here tonight?
Yes.
We're looking for God to help us. We need a move and a touch of God here in this service. Let us just pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, once again that we're able to assemble ourselves in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this New Year's Day. We thank you, Lord, we desire to lift up your name and give praise and honor to you. To touch us, Lord. Let us receive that we need in this service. Let there be a great Holy Ghost anointing. Let the power of God to sweep over this place. We need that touch, God. It only comes from you. Let thy servant be hid behind the cross that Jesus Christ may be lifted up. Let the word of God have free course. Amen. Give grace unto the hearers. Let us stand upon thy infallible word, for we know it's truth. Let us receive of this message, God, as we look into the word. Let the word just be a light to our feet. Amen. Oh, yes, we need the word of God tonight and what is ever accomplished, Lord. Yes, Lord, we'll forevermore give you the praise. Hallelujah. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen. And you may be seated. As we look into this perfect law of liberty, amen, we come to know that this law of liberty is for every believer who desires to do the will of God.
Yes.
Amen. Who desires to do the will of God.
Yes.
Amen. There's a scripture what the psalmist was saying in 119:45 when he said, I will walk at liberty, knowing that liberty does give us the freedom. For the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen.
For the man has freedom in Christ Jesus, that we have been set free from the bondage of sin, and we're free not only from that bondage, but we're free in Christ.
Yes.
And therefore we do have that in Him, that we can walk in this liberty, and therefore we're seeking out thy precepts, as the psalmist asked, as he was saying, to the precepts and to the judgments and to the statutes of God. And therefore he loved the law of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. This psalmist, he walked in the law of the Lord, and therefore he loved his God. Amen. We refer many times to Job, how he one that loved the Lord and esteemed his word more than his necessary food. So we come to know that through the word of God, through the law, amen, praise the Lord, there is much learning in these verses of Scripture. We come to know freedom is not permission to violate the commandments of God and God's moral precepts in Scripture, but rather is the freedom and power to obey them and be what we were created for. You know, the Scripture says in Ephesians 2:8, amen, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created unto God, that God has foreordained that we should walk in them.
Yes.
And so therefore we do desire, amen, to be that workmanship, amen, that great creation that God has made us to be. Praise his holy name. So we do go now to the book of Romans, amen, the very familiar scriptures, and chapter number 8. But first I'm going to go to chapter number 3. I have a verse there I want to read in your hearing tonight. Amen. In chapter number 3, there's the verse number 31 referring to this law. He said, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Salvation in Christ does not mean that the law has no value. In fact, justification by faith upholds the law according to its right purpose and function. Through reconciliation with God and through the regenerating work of the Holy Ghost, the believer becomes capable of honoring and obeying God's moral law. Now if we go to Romans 8, we'll see what the verses read there in Romans chapter number 8. And this chapter number 8 is wonderful, I'm telling you. Amen. We come to know what he was saying here of the law in verse number 3, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What he was referring to here, the Holy Ghost working within the hearts of the believers, allowing them to live lives of righteousness, which is seen as the fulfillment of God's moral law. The operation of grace and obedience to the law of God are not in conflict. They both point to the righteousness and the holiness of God.
Yes.
And we find here in this chapter number 8 concerning this warfare between, amen, our members of the flesh and of the Spirit. Now, amen, I believe that every child of God desires to please the Lord and not only keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight, but he desires to walk in the Spirit. He desires to give himself and let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, work within him to please the Lord in everything that we choose to do. The Bible teaches us, amen, that we should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We desire to obey God. We desire to have that freedom in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we do find here in these verses of Scripture about the spiritual mind, the carnal mind, about carnality is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. For he that's in the flesh cannot please God. If you live or walk after the flesh, you shall surely die. But he that mortifies the deeds of the body, he shall live. That mortified is a killing out of the deeds of this body. That's why we teach the work of sanctification. Amen. Oh yes, it's not just a one-time instantaneous work that we all feel and know when we come out of the altar, but it's something that we live by every day of our life. We must keep the old man dead. We must keep the old man crucified and walk in the newness of life as Christ would have us to. We're obeying the Spirit, aren't we? We please in God. And therefore, we desire to walk with him. We desire to be used accused of God. And therefore, saints of God, I come to know that through this law of liberty, not only that there is no condemnation for them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not in the flesh, but after the Spirit, for the law of life in Christ Jesus has freed us from the law of sin and death. And I know what the law can do, and I know that we all are to obey the moral law. And I know, amen, Moses fulfilled the Mosaic law and the teachings of the Old Testament. But Jesus come, what did he do? Amen, that Moses, amen, taught the law, and they lived by the law in Old Testament times, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And that's what we're teaching tonight and preaching, this grace and truth in Jesus Christ. Amen, glory to God, I feel a free man tonight. I feel at liberty just to praise my God and worship him. I don't want to feel like I have that pharisaical spirit. Amen, of the Sadducees also. When Jesus spoke with the man, he said, with his lips, he may praise me, but his heart is far from me. Amen. Glory to God. I want to know that with these lips, I'm going to offer up the sacrifice of praise to God to continue. Amen. With these lips, I can just praise and praise and praise his holy, wonderful, sweet name. I'm set at liberty to worship my God. I'm set at liberty to obey him, church. And that's what my desire is to obey God. Amen. Through his perfect law of liberty. Amen. I don't want to deceive myself, thinking that I can receive the word as a hearer and not a doer. But no, we must be a doer of the word.
Right, brother. Right.
We must let the word of God reflect us. Let it be a mirror of faith. Let it be that mirror to reflect. Amen. Did you know the word of God does reflect upon our hearts and will reveal what our heart is?
Yes.
It will reveal to us what we should become in Christ Jesus. That new creation, to know that all things have passed away, and to behold all things have become new. That's that new creation in Christ Jesus. I've become a new creature. Amen. Once he's done that work in my life, I have become that new creature. And therefore, saints of God, don't you just feel that liberty? Amen. I thank God that when we come into church, we can worship him. Amen. We can lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. We're worshiping a God who is true. We worship a God who shall bless us. We're worshiping him tonight, praise the Lord. And that's what I want to be set at liberty to do. Not every church we walk into that we can feel that liberty. Do you hear me tonight? I say not every church that we walk into that we can feel that liberty, Brother Jeff. Amen. Hadn't you been in services or churches, you know, in times past when you feel it binding in the service? You feel a hindrance within the services. Something may hinder, something may bind the service that you can't set forth that liberty to worship God. But saints of God, does it mean something to you to worship him in spirit and in truth? Does it mean something to you to praise our God and to worship him for what he has done for you? I want to be set at that liberty. I want to have that freedom in my life to worship God. I want to reflect, amen, what Christ has done in me. I want to reflect, amen, the works of God in me. I want to reflect the fruits of the Spirit he's wrought in me. I want to bear witness, Christ, to know that I'm abiding the vine, to know there's a life-giving flow, to know there's a producing going on, a producing of the Spirit of God. Amen. That's what I want to do. I want to have that producing life. Don't you? Amen. Praise God. It's wonderful, saints, to have it set at liberty, that freedom in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I want to be in the place, amen, and I can just worship my God. I come to know, church, this is what I come to know many times past, that through my much sufferings, through trials that I faced in these 32 years of serving God, amen, I come to know that the times that God brought me out of it was the time of worship, the way that I worshiped him. There was times I felt like I was lonely in my sufferings and trials. I felt like I was backed up against the wall. I felt like, amen, it seemed like Paul said that others have deserted me. Amen, no one understands my sufferings. No one understands my trial. Amen, but I come to know that God was saying in my spirit, son, I'm teaching you. I'm leading you. I'll protect you. I'll lift you up. I'll carry you through this trial. I'm making you for what is to come. And saints of God, when I come to that realization of what God was doing in me, I begin to praise my God. I begin to worship my God. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, amen, the Holy Ghost will touch me. And I can feel the warmth of his
presence. I could feel the touch of God. Amen, Lord. He was at me so sad, I'm still there. I have not left you. I am not forsaken you.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the way I want it to be, don't you, church?
Yes.
Come to know, amen, that through my times of trials and my sufferings, that he's there.
Yes.
And what my God desires for me to do during the times of those trials and sufferings is, son, just worship me and I'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
Amen. Son, just worship me and I'll take care of the rest.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We got to learn and know what Satan desires. Satan desires worship. God desires worship.
Yes.
That's right. Amen. Through the things that Satan may offer that people worship. Even, amen, what did Jesus say unto, I mean, Satan said unto Jesus during the time of wilderness, if I just worship me, like bow down before me, you can have this. Amen. What is he offering him? What did he desire for him to do? To worship. Oh, yes. And people do, through such things, worship Satan. Amen. But we know what the scripture said, what Jesus had said unto him, that it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Worship him, and him always shall we serve. And thanks of God, that's what I wanted to be able to serve him. Oh, his word to build up in my heart a relationship to be true to God. Amen. To be true to him in the times of the things that are before us and the things that we may be facing through the difficulties. Listen, there's an adversary out there that's bringing trouble. I say there's an adversary out there that's bringing trouble on every side. But I've come to know that through it all, I'm trusting him anyway. I'm going to believe his word anyway. I'm going to worship my God. He's going to carry me through.
Amen.
He's going to never fail me. He's going to be there for me.
Right.
That's why the psalmist can say, my God is for me. He's not against us. He's for us.
Amen.
It's for the good of every child of God to see what God is teaching us through our trials and through our sufferings. And what the Spirit of the Lord desires to do for every saint of God. And he goes on to say in this chapter number 8, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raises up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise God that we have the Spirit of God. That he dwell in presence of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And through we know, church, that, amen, through the work of the Spirit, that we're led by the Spirit through the work of the Spirit, that we are dead to sin. That's why I brought out that scripture last night. Amen. In the service last night as we pray in the new year, that Colossians 3, I just can't seem to get it off my mind. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Praise God. Set your affections on things above and not on this earth. For your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. Amen. For Christ who is our life shall appear, and also shall we appear with him in glory. Amen. Saints of God, the hidden life like a about. Amen. The victorious life like I preached about. That's what God desires for us, is a hidden life, a victorious life at the law of liberty, that we are to continue therein. And let this word reflect us. Let this word be a mirror. Let that faith build up in us. Let us ask in faith without wavering. Let us trust the Savior. Let us look to him. Let us trust his word. Let us build upon the foundation of God's word and saying, God, I'm still building. I still have a relationship. I'm still trusting you. I'm still desiring, Lord, you God. Hallelujah.
Thank
God. Praise the Lord. We have that Spirit. We have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That Spirit shall quicken us. And he goes on to say this, that we have received, amen, the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption.
Yes.
Whereby we cry, Abba Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And here it is, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. And listen, church, amen, for every child of God that shall suffer, he's doing the work for the scripture teaches us. He's going to strengthen, establish, and settle you. Amen. After that you have suffered a while, he's there to strengthen and establish and to settle you. After that you have suffered for a while. And Peter went on to say, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning these fire trials that has come upon your son. Strange things has happened. But rejoice that we can be partakers of Christ and also in his sufferings. His glory shall be revealed." And listen, saints of God, we're going to suffer for a while. And therefore we come to know that through the times of suffering, amen, we desire to walk in that liberty. We desire to walk in the light. We desire to walk in his word. Amen. Praise God. He said, "I'm walking into that liberty. I love his precepts. I love the law. I love the word of God. I love everything about God." Amen. Praise God. If we come to know the attributes of God and the character of God, and everything about God, we come to know it's holiness, church. It's holy living. It's holy dedication. It's holy commitment. And that's what I want my life to become. Holy unto the Lord. I'm saying I'm committed to your word. I'm walking, therefore. I don't want to be a forgetful hearer, but I want to hear it and receive it. If faith cometh by hearing, I'm hearing by the word of God. It cometh by hearing the word of God and walking in that word. I want the word to enlighten me.
Yes.
I want the word to refresh me.
Amen.
I desire to know what the scripture teaches, that the word of the Lord is like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces. I want it to break up the fallow ground of my heart.
Right.
For it's time to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Till he comes and rains righteousness upon us. I want to know, amen, if there's anything that displeases God within me. Amen. That he can just work within my soul and work out that, amen, that displeases God, that I can become pleasing in his sight and walking with him daily. I say, living the sanctified life, living the holy life, and let the Holy Ghost open our vision and let us see a true focus that's going to lead us everlasting into his presence. Amen. Oh God, help us not to lose our focus this coming year. Oh God, help us most of all to look to the things of God. Amen. To realize that God is in control. As I preach this morning, church, that message is burning my soul, overcoming discouragement. And I brought out to you the source of discouragement, the cause of discouragement, and the cure of discouragement. And that cure, one of the cure of discouragement, is knowing that God is in control.
Yes.
Knowing that God is in control.
Amen.
And I'm thankful he's in control tonight, church. Listen, as I said, it does not matter what we face in this life. Amen. We got to believe that God is in control. Amen. He wants you to come out of that discouragement. He wants you to walk in that law of liberty. He wants you to set forth in this new year. Amen. To look to him, believe him, trust him, and get along that secret closet and let God begin to reveal his truth unto you more than you've ever seen it before. And like your vision for the things of God in 2012. Let my understanding be open to what God will let me understand about his word. Amen. God, let me have the revelation. It's in thy word and what you're teaching me through that revelation that you're bringing me out. You touched me. You've anointed me. You blessed me. You've helped me. Glory to God. Let's worship him and praise him all over the house tonight. Let's give him a good hand clap of praise, church, tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what we need, saints. Don't you desire to walk in it? He said to walk therein. Walk in it, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us to walk. I believe in 1 Thessalonians 4:1 how that we ought to walk in to please God. He goes on to say to everyone of sin, know how to possess our vessels with sanctification and honor. Right. Amen, praise God. We're walking to please God. But also he mentions in this James chapter number 1 concerning receiving with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. I'd like to bring out the engrafted word. Amen, praise God. That once we have this new life in Christ, once we have been born again with the word of truth, that this new life in Christ demands that we get rid of all moral filth that offends the Spirit of God. And that we be constantly receiving the word into our hearts. This Greek meaning of engrafted does mean implanted, implying that the word must become a part of our very nature. The implanted word brings us to our final salvation. It's like Brother Jeff said this morning. It's not who starts, but who finishes. Meaning I've started. Who's going to finish? We must finish this race that we have begun. Oh, saints, we must finish. I feel like in the words of the song, I started out, but I'm going to finish this race in which I have begun.
Yes.
But this engrafted word, men implanted, amen, why did the summer sit high to word in my heart? That I sin not against thee. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Praise God. The hidden word within the heart of the believer is something, amen, through our meditation, through our receiving, as we read the word, that we have studied to show ourselves approved unto God as a workman, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We know that we have divided the scriptures, searched the scriptures. Amen. In them we do have eternal life. We know that we have sought and studied, amen, applied ourselves. And therefore, amen, we pray, God, let that engrafted word be such implanted in me that if there's anything that displeases you, amen, that through the word and through the spirit, that the Holy Ghost of God will check me, reprove me. That's what he come to do. To reprove me of anything that displeases God. You know, I want to be that sister to the Spirit, don't you? I want to be that sister to the Spirit. Amen. If there be anything that displeases God, that he shall reprove me. Oh, yes, he shall do an inventory in my life to come to know how did I need this engrafted word implanted within me and to walk therein. It will know that if we keep this law of liberty and walk therein, church, it's going to be the final way of finishing this race. Amen. We know the familiar scripture and what he said there in Hebrews 12:1. Seeing that we can pass the battle with such a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily possesses. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes, amen.
That for joy he endured the cross, despising the shame, sitting on the right hand of God. That's what I brought at Colossians 3. He's on the right hand of God. He is that intercessor for us, the great high priest of heaven. Advocate that we go to. Amen. Praise God. And we come to know, church, that once we've been enlightened by the word, we have this freedom in Christ. And therefore we have set our eyes to be open to Holy Scripture. That's what I want, my eyes to be open. I want my eyes and mind to have understanding to what God is speaking into me, what God is revealing in me, saints. Amen. Do you desire to walk in that regenerated life? Amen. That your life is here with Christ and God. Amen. That law of liberty is set forth within me. And there's nothing that's comparing to it. Because, amen, I have believed God, I have trusted God, I've asked for wisdom, I have faith to know that when these temptations come, that I shall pray. Amen, glory to God, to overcome temptation. He said, blessed the man endure temptation, for when he is, amen, he has endured temptation, one day he shall receive a crown of life. We shall endure it, we shall overcome it. Amen. Temptation is not sin, it's given to the temptation that brings forth the sin. That's what he's saying here in chapter 1. That's what we can come to learn to know. Amen. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted to God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man, for every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. When lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And therefore we know for the man that yields himself to the sin, oh yes, and he fills his heart and mind with that corruptness, that blackened sin. Amen. It will separate us from our God. That's what separates you from God, is sin. And therefore, we're out to please him, church. And we cannot overlook our shortcomings and our failures. We cannot overlook what may keep us weakened in the faith. That we can gain no victory, no power with Christ. We must gain victory and power with Christ to walk in that generated life and unison life of Christ that he desires for us to walk therein. We've got to know that engrafted word is there. That implanted word is there. That desire is there. And I brought out this last night in the Watch Night service. I said this. We know that Psalms 37. He said to Elijah 7, the Lord, he shall give you the desires of your heart. People look on the desires of the heart, but they seem to overlook delighting yourself in the Lord. The first thing when we read that scripture, say, oh, he's going to give me the desires of my heart. But we must first delight in the Lord. And that's what people are overlooking. That's what people have not become, to delight themselves in the Lord. You must delight yourself and let you know when your prayer time comes, it's not an obligation. It's a joy.
That's right.
to be in His presence. Amen. The prayer time with God is not a dread. Amen. It's not a dread. It's not an obligation. It's a time with God well spent. It's a time with God prepared. It's a time to set yourself to seek the Lord till He comes. I say it rains righteous upon you. There's a time of refreshing coming from the presence of God. There's a time of renewal and spiritual revival and a stirring that God desires to do with His church. Amen. Not you want to be hungry this year, but you want more of God. Amen. Praise God. I can't be satisfied for where I am. I must hunger more for God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I preached a message one time, sanctified but not satisfied.
Right.
I can't be dissatisfied to be sanctified. I got to have it all.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost is just the beginning. Receiving the Holy Ghost is just the beginning. We have the schoolmaster then to begin to teach us all things. The Holy Ghost of God. He is a teacher. He'll bring all the scripture to your remembrance.
Yes.
He'll teach you and lead you and comfort you and bless you and help you. That's what He has become to us all. It's something we should treasure. Amen. Praise God. And it goes on to say in this end of this chapter of James 1. I'm sort of scattered here tonight. I just want to bring out some of the scriptures. But he said, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father's guests to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. And to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Right.
Unspotted from the world.
Amen.
Now, some Christians have spots. Is that right? Some Christians walk in that purity. Amen. That they're clean. But some Christians know more what Jesus was speaking about. Amen. Those inward wolves. Amen. Dead men's bones. Amen. On the outward, oh yes, they appear to be righteous. But on the inward, amen, they're like wolves.
Yes.
And we know even the last day what Paul was saying, they will come in as sheep and wolves close and scatter the flock. We know that great deception coming into the last day. But we as children of God, church, must know and recognize, amen, the fruitful life is he that has set himself out to abide with Christ and let that renewal in the Spirit be there. Infallible. That's why the Word of God is inspired. That's why it's breathing to our nostrils. That's why it's birthed to our hearts. That's why it's overshadowed us. That's why it's kept us unspotted from the world, because we have no desire but to walk in the Word in the perfect law of liberty. We desire to continue therein. We don't want to be in and out, up and down. We don't desire to be that way. Some are. But we want to be strong. That's why Paul was saying in Ephesians 6. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Come on now, why can't we be strong?
That's right. Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand with all stand in the evil day. Put on it all. Praise God. We need the whole armor of God.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
We got to fight. As the sister was leading the song, we're on the battlefield for the Lord.
Amen.
We must have on the whole armor of God.
That's right.
We must keep in this fight. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Therefore, be strong and true. Amen. Do you feel that liberty tonight? I feel it as I preach. I feel this liberty. I felt the liberty last night. God, I felt the liberty in the Spirit. Saints of God, this is what we need. Let us continue therein. Let's not just be hearers of the Word, but let us be doers. Let us be doers of the Word. Let us do what we can to work this harvest. Let us do what we can to obey God in this coming year. Say, Lord, help me not to be in the year past where I felt like I quenched the Spirit. Where I felt like I couldn't obey my God. Where I felt like my prayer time didn't have as much meaning as it used to. Amen. My life was complacent. My life, amen, seemed to be at a standstill. It seems to me I was losing my focus. I couldn't go forward, but I know that if I could just perceive Him, as Job was saying, He wasn't there. I perceived Him. Amen. Oh, yes, but I must trust Him. Amen. Though He's fighting me, I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe Him, church. That's what we need to do. We need to believe Him. At times we feel like He's not there. But He is. He's there, saints. We need Him. We need to trust Him more. We need to stand on His Word. We need to believe what He's saying to our hearts.
Yes.
Can we trust Him?
Yes.
Can we go a little farther? Amen. Praise God. Brother Frankie, was it the message I preached? I think in 04. Amen. Where Jesus, one of the Gospels. See, when just the stones cast, He went and knelt to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. One of the Gospels, it may be Matthew, where He said, I believe it's Matthew, He went just the stones cast. And He knelt down and He prayed. And therefore we know the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Not to do His will, but to the will of the Father. And therefore, saints of God, just the stones cast, said it, He went a little farther. He went just a little farther. Just the stones cast. Amen. Can we go a little farther in 2012?
Come on.
I say, can we go a little farther in 2012 than we did in 2011?
Yes, amen. Come on,
brother. Brother Terry, I believe God's got more for you this year, brother. I believe He does. I believe some of these have been serving God. Brother Terry, if he'll testify to you how that he was in the Baptist church for many, many years, and he's probably been in the Holiness church now for what, probably a year or so. Hasn't been a year yet. Amen. But did you hear him testify how God's enlightened him and blessed him?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. His wife prayed through to the Holy Ghost. And Brother Terry's seeking for the Holy Ghost. And I believe God has much for them.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And he come to know that God had much for him. Praise God. Amen. That's what I was sharing with one of the officers I work with. Too many preach a shallow gospel. I want the deep things of God. Amen. I don't want that shallow gospel to you. I want the deep things of God, brother. It's meant for every one of us.
Yes, it is.
It's meant for us all. Praise God, the deep things of God. And that's what the brother is seeking for, the deeper things of God. And I believe God has it for him in 2012. What about you?
Amen.
What I'd like for us to do is gather around this altar tonight. Let's pray about this message. Lord, let me continue therein this law of liberty. Let me know, God, I have my freedom in Christ Jesus. Let me know I'm putting on the whole arm of God. Let me know I'm pleasing you in everything I'm doing. Let me set forth in this new year. Amen, God, to search for you and seek for you for the things I've never sought before. Let your word enlighten me to the things I've never seen before. Let my ears be open and sensitive to the Spirit of God, to be sober and to be vigilant, knowing there's an adversary out there to destroy me. But I pray to be sober. I pray to be vigilant. I pray to be watchman, as a watchman, and to watch and observe all things and to be spiritual. Let us come and pray tonight. Find your place to pray. Whatever need that you may have tonight, God is able to help you. He's able to bless you and give you that which you surely need. Amen. To seek you for what you stand in need of tonight, He's able to bless us. Amen. He's able. Praise God.